the show has started. What you are hearing right now is the sound of my voice, the Jada Gamer, on something new. This is Backlog Infinite. All right, everyone pause for the cheering. All right, this is the inaugural episode. We got the Canadian connection. All right. Yeah. That's right.
CC.
That's right. That was Nova and Wesker J. Say hello, you two.
Hey, guys.
Hello, hello.
That's right. The three voices should sound familiar because we're on another podcast together called The Next Level. And just because your sense of deja vu is not complete, bringing out of the shadows our hero on the our maiden voyage, Balzrog, say hello.
Oh, motherfucker. I see you tweeting, Mass Effect, Jaden.
Yeah, yes, indeed. And Mass Effect, speaking of Mass Effect, that's what brings us here today. This new project, Backlog Infinite, the whole goal is to play through and discuss in depth your favorite games, the greatest games of this current, last, and future generations. This is Backlog Infinite. Yeah, so we're starting off with Mass Effect, and basically, if no one knows what's going on, stop this podcast right now. Pause it, put in your copy of Mass Effect, grab your cup of brandy, swirl it around a little bit, sip it, and get to playing. Start your Shepard. All right.
Wait, hang on. If they paused it, they can't hear your instructions.
All right. Oh. Now, press...
Go grab that trilogy. Go grab that trilogy.
Yeah, grab that
trilogy. $30?
Yeah, whatever. PC, PS3, 360. I recommend PS3 or PC so you don't need to disc swap. This is the no-swapper zone.
Hey, I'm the swapping zone. I gotta admit, I'm playing it on 360.
That's how I got my start. In fact, I wouldn't have been able to play it in its entirety if it wasn't for my 360. You know what I mean? The first system to have
it. It's exclusive.
Yeah. Had to have the trilogy complete. All right. So let's get this show on the road. Mass Effect is a game developed by BioWare in the cold, great white north of Canada in Edmonton. It is
fucking cold in Edmonton too.
Yeah. Tundra.
Yeah, it's way up there. It's way up there. When did it come out? What, 2006? 2007?
Yeah, about that.
2007.
I think so, yeah.
I think it came out in 2007. And it came out rave reviews.
I don't know dates.
All you know is that it's one of the greatest games on the planet.
I'd say mixed reviews, to be honest.
It was mixed reviews?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Can you tell me their names?
Very dead, I think.
I'll go talk to them motherfuckers. Give them a shelf life with these nuts in their mouth.
Yeah, because all I remember is it being very anticipated prior to it coming out. Like, it generated a huge buzz on the podcast networks and stuff like that. Yeah. So let's get it popping. First thing that happens is you create your Shepard. So everybody, male or female?
This is my first time I did not go with a femme chef.
Oh, you went with the male chef.
This is my first time ever through all of the Mass Effect games, all of my replays, because I've replayed it a bunch. First time going with a standard male shepherd.
So this is your first time playing it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh come on.
No, honestly, I played through it both ways, and just playing through with the male chef, it feels like the game was made with Jennifer Hale as the lead in mind.
It feels weird. And you know what? All the guys look funny in comparison to the girls. Like, the pre-made faces, they just don't look human. You know what I mean? Like, they look really fake, whereas the female ones at least look like they could be real people.
Yeah. I see. The men kind of look like they're Neanderthals.
Yeah, it's weird.
So, Wes, this is your first time going through as a female shepherd?
Yeah. I've always done male shep, and I wanted to see what Jennifer Hale's performance is. Because I heard it's 10 times as better as the male guy.
I gotta go.
It's pretty generic.
I think that her performance improves in the sequel. I thought that they were almost on par for the first one, but I think it, she just starts blowing them out of the water on the in the sequels.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I can't wait.
What do you do, Jay?
Female Shepherd. I played through as the male twice, and I've had my fill, but so I just did the female Shepherd. Named her Michaela.
I honestly don't remember what I named mine.
I don't think it even matters. Everybody calls her Shepherd. Even when you talk to Dr. Chakwas later on in the storyline, she said she refuses to call you by your first name. She's like, no, you're Shepherd to me or whatever. All right. So Balzrog, you're Shepherd.
Okay, when I first went through, I had, you know, I made the dude and beat it about 13 times in a row. And after I did everything you could possibly do with the dude guy, I was like, you know what, I'm going to make a chick. And I tried to make my wife so she could be like an evil-ass bitch. But then it turned out she was a lesbian, alien-loving chick. And I thought that was better than the regular Shepherd, because my Shepherd's eyes was always bugging out like you took a hit of meth. And I was like, you know, Mark Mir, you always gotta go and shit, man. But you know, the chick one was better. There was shit on there, like when I first, after, like, it took me 2 years to play a female.
Oh damn.
And it's a long time. And when I started seeing shit I never seen in the game, like when you walking in the Citadel and that guy's there and he knows her mom and shit, he's like, oh, he's like a homeless dude on the Citadel, you see that?
No.
No, and I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, you actually contact your mom. Yeah, this is how much I played this game. Hey, you know, LOL. And
Hashtag oh my god.
Hashtag UGLH.
And Balzrog, I feel like you've played the game enough that the disc has spun enough that you've unlocked like a super secret mode that the developers only put in crazy things for you.
There was more shit for, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but yeah, you get to see her mom and shit on like a TV, and she's like, yeah, you know, he's fucked up, he's seen some shit, and you actually help that motherfucker out depending on your paragon.
Damn, I did not see the thing is, that's why I invited you on this show, because we had to play through the game for the show. That's what the podcast is all about. I just invited you on just because you know the game. You are the game.
Thank you.
Like, you should be in Mass Effect 4, which has to happen. Balzrog should be like an unlockable character.
Oh, with a Reaper mask on? I got a condom of a Harbinger, and I put it on my wife, and I'm like, I know you feel this.
I was going to say, that better be your first line. Like, I know you feel this. All right,
direct control.
All right. Keeping it moving. All right. First thing that happens is, we find out that Shepherd, your Shepherd, male or female, is on a mission to Eden Prime. It's disguised as a recon mission or something?
Yeah, some sort of like recon bullshit. You can totally see through it right from the beginning.
Yeah, because Nihilus, who is a Turian Spectre, has been brought in, and everyone's suspicious. Why would a Turian Spectre be brought in on such a shitty recon mission?
Yeah. It's like an FBI agent being brought into a cop's donut run.
Yeah, so there's something fishy going on, and before you even arrive, you get to, you're in where the captain meets with Nihilus. You're sitting there chilling with him, and he plays this video of what's going on Eden Prime, and for a split second, you see a huge ship, which we don't know at the time right now is a Reaper.
Just looks like a hand.
Yeah, it looks
like
a hand.
The first time you see it, you're like, what the fuck is that?
Sick.
Yeah, and that's Sovereign, right, Balzrog?
Yeah.
So that's like the first Reaper, and we don't know it's a Reaper yet. We just know that there's some shit going down on Eden Prime. So we're on Eden Prime, and the first thing we see are gas bags. You know, those things.
Float gas bags.
Okay, gas bags.
And a couple burned up bodies.
They're literally just floating around things.
Blowfish.
And you shoot them. Shoot them. They're just there for no reason. I don't know.
Yeah, why. You don't even get XP off.
It bothers me so much that they're there. That
does anybody shoot them all?
I always did.
I elbowed the shit out of them floating nutsacks. I'm like, fuck out of here.
It's like, in this third person, like this NPC, is there like literally explaining, oh, don't worry, they're just gas bags. It's like, why put them in?
Can they hurt you? I never tried.
I don't know. I think it's funny that they had to tell you that they're like non-threatening, because people probably would have shot all of them thinking they were.
They're like Nemp Planet's like version of this Earth squirrel.
Yeah.
I think.
No. Because at least squirrels can, like, nibble your elbows. These things are just marshmallows floating around going, like...
They look like Blasto.
It's that frog from The Simpsons. You know, the abomination? The one that just wants to die? The one that just begs you to kill it?
It's just so bad. But shit does get worse from the gas bags. There is shit you actually have to kill.
So then, surely moving past that, I think the first thing you see are like these floating camera looking things, and that's when you know you have arrived in a turmoil, a tumultuous situation. Something's not right. You come into a war zone. Some force wants, I think it's the Geth. The Geth want the beacon.
And mostly you know this is happening because the cameras start shooting at you. Generally, a good sign that there's a war zone is when shit starts flying at your head.
Yeah, so that was a good time. As soon as the combat kicks in, what did you think? Because it's not like a traditional shooter in that what you point at, you shoot, like you hit. It has that cursor, and anything within that zone, you have a chance of hitting.
Chance, yeah, because you start off low spec because it's more heavy RPG, right? Yeah. So you're gonna miss a lot.
It depends on
class.
What your class is, because I chose Vanguard.
I chose Infiltrator this time.
Yeah, I've always played Soldier, so I went with Vanguard this time.
Oh, that's cool. No, Soldier, I think, is definitely the best. The beast class.
Vanguard. Oh,
yeah.
Vanguard is the best.
Oh, you like the biotics? That's the deal?
I like Vanguard because, I mean... The biotic system is really cool because the game's biotic system is basically just, you know, magic powers, but then there's tech powers, which is like obviously technology based, but
the force.
They're not really useful unless you're battling robots, right? But Vanguard has the power to lift and throw, which is cool.
Yeah. Oh.
It also is good with pistols and shotguns. What else do you need?
Sniper rifle.
But you can still learn that.
You learn it later down, but you can't even use it because you're untrained.
But, I mean, you still can. My main problem with the fighting system is that I forgot how to fucking use the controls of Mass Effect, so I basically kept trying to heal myself instead of do anything.
Oh.
Why?
Why are you getting hit?
Because I was trying to remember the controls, Ballsfrog. I was just standing there like...
No, you can take cover.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I've just been playing GTA out the asshole, so the cover button on GTA is R1. That is not the cover button in Mass Effect.
Mass Effect, you just lean on something.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at me because I bought that goddamn stupid apartment. Leave me alone.
No, it's not your fault. You had to do something with them Rockstar ducats, man.
Oh, man. I didn't want to waste money I earned on it. That's what it was.
I hear that, dude.
That $20...
So I was having...
Yeah, then I accidentally killed you over.
Okay, I'm not talking about GTA, because I haven't played it yet. Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
We're talking about Mass Effect. We have to stick with
it. I love it!
But I was having a really hard time with combat because of that. So, like, the first 5 minutes was a lot of me going, fuck, shit, bitch, cut, which fucking one is it? And then when you go to options, they don't show you what the controls are.
Huh.
What the fuck?
Damn.
So, I'm good now. I have it figured out. I just had about 10 minutes planned.
Okay. All right. So we got a zipping down the plot here. After you land and you lose one of your squad members, Richard L. Jenkins.
R.I.P.
Yeah, rest in peace, Jenkins. You went too soon.
Red shirt.
Hero.
Yeah, red shirt.
You went real soon.
Yeah,
first shot fired.
Well, we had to make as soon as first shot fired, he gets hit in the face. Well, we had to make room for the racist Ashley Williams.
Fuck Ashley.
we'll get to Ashley's fate,
space
baby.
Spaces.
Space racist. See, Ashley, for those who don't know, has a little bit of a troubled past with aliens because didn't one, like, kill her granddad or some shit?
Fought in them wars.
Yeah, fought in the wars. Yeah, in the Contact Wars, so there's a little bit of a history. But so after you pick her up, you move on to Nihilus and Saren have their little altercation, don't they?
Saren being another specter.
Yeah. Saren being a...
He let his guard down.
Yeah, because he trusted him.
That's the best part when that bitch comes from behind the crate and Shep, if you're mean to him, you're like, thanks a lot. You really helped us out hiding behind that crate back there.
Oh, that's right, the dock worker.
Yeah, yeah, the asshole. Dock.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lazy dock worker that survived the scuffle because he's a lazy dock worker and he hid to take a nap.
And he saw Saren shoot Nihilus.
Yeah.
He's on that union break.
And I'd like to point out that later on you find out that his eyewitness report isn't good enough for the council. So who's really racist there?
Yeah.
Council.
Fuck the council. Okay, they are shit-eating dudes. Anyways, we'll get to the council later.
So we find out that Saren is a jackass.
Yeah, he is the jackass. But it's not immediately apparent that he's the main villain. But you know that he's not on the up and up at this point.
Yeah.
So moving along, you end up coming across... Oh, crap, I forgot my notes in the other room. But there's a doctor... And her crazy assistant hiding in a pod.
That's right before Nihilus meet.
Oh, so I skipped that. Did anyone punch that her assistant to shut him?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You can punch him?
Yeah.
I can heal him.
Yeah, you get right. If for Paragon, you just don't do anything, and for Renegade, you hit him.
Yeah, I'm choosing all Renegade no matter what, like even if it's costing me side quests.
Oh.
Because I've never gone full Renegade.
Oh, that's awesome.
Ass is part two, and you're all red shit.
Well, in part two, like, it's so easy to be Renegade. I feel like in part one, you can't. It's way too easy to be Paragon. It's like, you know, it'll be like, you know, kill 7 undead children, blow up a homeworld, +1 to Renegade. But like, you know, you wink at a puppy, +1,000,000 to Paragon. So yeah. it just feels so easy.
And I like playing a game where being like evil actually has ramifications. Like if you're an ass to people, you don't get side quests.
And sometimes people will die if you're an ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil nothing but Conrad Werner. But that's a sequel spoiler.
Spoilers. Say it.
Spoilers.
Ah.
Spoilers.
Okay. Oh, but we never even talked why. Okay, so the original reason that we are supposed to be going to Eden Prime was like a stupid recon thing, right? But turns out we're after this beacon.
The beacon, yeah.
We never talked about the beacon.
Well, I haven't got there, so... Well, that was the next part after you.
Yeah,
well, that's what we're sent there to look for. Is it
beacon?
Yeah. So at first, just to delay us, the Geth have set a bombs after a tram ride. So you disable, was it 4 bombs?
Yeah.
And fight some Geth and some husks.
Yeah.
And then your boy. What's his name? Kaiden is checking out the beacon. The beacon springs to life. Shepard, trying to be a hero, pushes Kaiden out of the way.
It's actually Ashley who's standing there.
It's either
there.
Or.
It's Ashley.
It's always been Kaiden.
It's always been Ashley for me.
Wow, that's weird.
For me, it was Cuber.
For me, it was, I don't got nothing.
It was Kaiden?
Yeah, Kaiden.
It was Kaiden. So anyway, one of your partners, the doucher, is standing there with his faux hawk, and you save him, push him out of the way. You get sucked, pulled into some sort of force field.
Indoctrinated.
Do you get indoctrinated?
Conspiracy theorists say that's when Shepard was indoctrinated.
Well, I don't know about full-on indoctrinated, but I definitely think that Saren or the Reapers in general were able to like sort of. There was a link built at that moment.
Yeah, for sure.
And so Shepard receives this vision and I guess blacks out and is pulled back to the Normandy by her crew, which you wake up and you're told that, you know, you blacked out and you have the option to either chew out Kaiden or Ashley or Kate. or be nice to them. Which I chewed them out. I'm like, you shouldn't have got close to that beacon. You could have gotten us killed.
Why didn't you take me to a doctor on the home planet, bitch?
It's Dr. Chicklets. You gotta trust Dr. Chicklets.
Shit.
Yeah, Dr. Chalkboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need your drink.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, she needs her...
A bottle of brandy.
Yeah, yeah. So you get back to the ship. You find out that this vision may mean something. And I think you decide to talk to the council at this point. Like, you gotta tell them who's involved.
Yeah, trying to tell him that Saren's...
asshole.
Yeah, he's a traitor. He's working with the Geth.
Yeah, and how does that work out?
It don't.
It don't.
Council.
Yeah, because the council's a bunch of shit-eating douchebags.
They're all aliens.
Aliens were being dicks.
And I love how, like, they have an eyewitness who saw the whole thing. They're like, we're not going to listen to some lazy dock worker. What?
Petty.
And like, even after you expose Saren for what he is, like, they're just still like, oh, well, we'll see how this goes. Like, no, motherfucker, I caught him with a hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah, you can be real nasty to them. Like,
yeah, later on. But yeah, it doesn't even matter.
At that point it doesn't.
Yeah. So we have a council, a distrusting council that still allows you to become a specter, and then they set you free on the Citadel to go look for
evidence.
And
when you went up, you saw Garrus talking to someone about Saren at the time, and all the shady stuff. So.
Oh yeah, the what's his name? I call him Palin, but what is it? Palin, Chancellor,
something like that.
Governor
Palin.
How did
you become a Spectre after you prove that Saren is behind it?
Oh,
gotta get Tally.
Yeah. So the first time you go visit the council, there's the discussion, and then you're like, fine, I'm gonna go get some evidence, and then you go off and you look for it, and you run into Rex, Garrus, and you go on that sort of thing.
To see the drunk guy at Cora's Den, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You go
to find out where Garrus is.
You go to the gentleman's club.
And he hits on you if you're femshep.
Yeah, yeah.
Rumors are like herpes.
Yeah, he hits on her, but then you can just be like...
Oh, he can be a total bitch.
Yeah, you're just like, I'd rather cut my tongue with a razor blade than drink acid than talk to you. And he's like, oh, I've heard it all before, toots. You may want to be more creative.
So, anyways, you're running around this big, giant space station.
Which
actually, is so awesome.
Yeah, the Citadel has never looked better than it ever will in Mass Effect 1.
Oh.
Yeah, like in Mass Effect 2 and 3, the Citadel is just a five-floor building. Yeah.
Streamlined, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very streamlined bullshit experience. But, like, so Mass Effect 1, enjoy two things, the Citadel and the Mako.
And the RPG element.
And the grenades.
Oh yeah, because it's an act. Yeah, and the grenades because it's an act.
And Shiera.
Shiera with the consort.
Consort. Dude, I was playing Renegade. You know I did that. I didn't have time for side quests. You know I did that side quest.
You ever get the trinket from her, or do you bang her?
Yeah, I got the trinket from her. What is the trinket for?
Oh my god, you ain't found it on this planet.
I got it. I ain't never used it.
Okay, on one of the planets, there is this Prothean sphere, and you take that trinket and you put it in the sphere, and it tells you this flashback. You pass out, and it tells you like the Protheans were on Earth, helping the cavemen evolve and all that shit.
Yeah, see, that's why we brought you here.
I did that in my last playthrough. This one, I was like, nah, I'm a banger because you know what, the Osiric consort is hot.
Banger? What?
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, you gotta play Renegade.
That's
how she puts her hand up on the window, like, you know.
Like the Titanic scene.
Oh, exactly.
It's the worst video game sex scene ever. You see their faces go close, like they're hugging. Then you see her arm on the inside of a purple bubble, and then it fades to black. You're not missing much, but it's the knowledge that you banged Shiera that's all that matters.
Best part is that poor soldier upstairs, and he's like, I didn't go, I didn't have the ducats.
And what's funny is the second the scene ends, your squad mates are automatically there. So, like, were they in the
room? Oh, I know who you're talking about now. I thought you were talking about the...
The Asari consort.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the AI chick at the terminal.
Oh, no, no.
What? No, Avena?
Yeah.
Oh.
You mean like the Citadel
Helm? Yeah,
the
I'm trying to picture this in my head. I'm like,
yo, the Cortana.
Working?
He's banging Mass Effect's Cortana. It's going down. For rampancy.
It just clicked. Yeah, because I didn't do any side missions.
I did. You guys are lazy gamers.
Jaden.
I did this one.
Did you, you know how it's got that little counter of like all the items and the scriptures and shit you find on each planet?
Yeah.
Okay, I found like 5 extra ones on a lot of those, like beyond the point of what you were supposed to find.
In the codex?
Not the codex. You know when it's like find dog tags, find the secret writings of the Asari matriarch?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's extra ones, and they actually add something to the game. Like, if you find every little fucking bullshit, it helps.
Okay, So, as we play through, find extra shit.
Everything.
Word. That's what I try to do. Like, there's a couple of things I've never done before. Like, I've never scanned all the keepers.
Oh, I've done that.
It's just random odds and ends of stuff I've never done. It's just because I've played the game pretty thoroughly. Just I've done certain things in one run through, but not in the other.
There's always that one keeper that you can't, and I've played it a million times. There's always that one that is elusive.
Yeah.
I follow a list. Like, I'll download a list from somewhere online and then go visit every single spot.
Yeah, that's what I gotta do. That's what I gotta end up doing. But then, see, I don't like doing that because it brings back flashbacks of games like Assassin's Creed, where, like, there's, like, 100 feathers, and you gotta, like, keep track of them all. And as soon as you do that in one game, the next game that says, all right, there's all this stuff, you're like, fuck that.
No, I'm a completionist, man. I love that shit.
My game. Do not.
I know, you've told me this.
Okay, good. I will enrage you.
I would like to just, like, hang out and watch you play that game. I like that game. I suck at playing it. I would like to watch, like, somebody good play that shit. I watch videos on people just... It's... Fuck.
I'm okay, but Mass Effect is a game that tells me a great story. I think that's why I play it, because I like being... I feel like it's story time, you know?
Yeah.
You just sit down...
Story time with Shepard.
Exactly.
It's Star Wars.
This is the video game equivalent of Star Wars. It is like the trilogy. All right,
no,
so...
It's Law and Order in space with really good combat.
Without Jar Jar.
Yes.
Sans racism. Okay. So where do we leave off? The Citadel. We
gotta talk to Garrus. Garrus tells you to go find. He's at the doctor's office next.
Yeah.
Firefight.
Firefight ensues. Headshots. Good shot. Renegade point.
None.
Krogans.
Sorry, I tuned out for a sec.
Any friend of any enemy of the Fist is a friend of mine. Krogan best friend.
Oh, yeah, Rex. Yes, yes. Does anybody kill Fist?
Yes.
Yeah. I let Rex do it.
Yes.
Yeah, Rex does it automatically.
I
did it.
This playthrough, I did it.
Me too.
Huh. That was my only
does
renegade choice.
Does he lose his bounty then?
I don't know. I just shoot him in the fucking face because I don't like the way he was looking at me.
But when he killed him, he said, "That's my last bounty I had. I'm free."
This one, I killed him.
Well, if you don't kill him or you don't let him, he just gives you the money and he joins you anyway.
What?
Rex gives you the bounty money because he's like, "You killed him."
I guess if you're playing like Paragon and you don't kill him, Rex will either way, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's
no, no, he shows up in part 2.
Who, Fist?
Fist will show up in part 2 at that, the asteroid place. Omega.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's as a dock worker or some shit?
And yeah.
He's like, yo, I'm living legit, why are you harassing me? I'm just a small-time criminal, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of what he says when you run it. And then if you keep talking to him, he says he likes to get friendly with whores.
Ah.
Sweet.
Yeah. And there's even that chick, Jay, that one that's, once you become a Spectre, she hires you to take out the other gang members to be the number one gang member. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
In the sequel?
No, part one. She's in the Citadel by the market, across from the...
What's her name? It's not Nasina Dantia, is it? No,
that's a report. Yeah. CIA agent,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. She has a sister. She sends you to go kill her sister, right?
No, not her. That's the Asari's.
Oh my god.
This is an old white lady. You know where the computer AI is by the market?
Yeah.
Okay, right before you go talk to get that bitch out of that bar that's undercover where Fist is, if you become a Spectre, there's a computer right before that Turian's office. Get it? It tells you who she is. You go back to the Citadel where that marketplace is. She's like, yo, Shepard, you know, here's three fucking assholes. I'll pay you. Get rid of the assholes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
If you get rid of them, she'll be in part two.
Okay, huh. Yeah.
Don't all kill right. her.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
I'm so lost, but let's move on.
Yeah. So I was thinking the same thing. Okay, so... we recruited... Did we recruit Garrus? He's down in the
medical clinic. Garrus, yeah.
Doctor's office.
And Rex.
And Tally.
One of my favorite characters.
Tally in the alley. So we got our crew, so we're off to go look for Liera at the dig site now.
I gotta ask. Who's... Because you generally stick with, like, a default group
crew.
Squad, right?
Aliens.
So, Balzrog, you always choose aliens?
Always pick Rex and Garrus.
See, that used to be my default. But I'm trying to get the different achievements. I'm sticking with fucking Kaden, and then I'm probably going to stick with Garrus.
Oh, man, I'm glad you reminded me of that. Well, I already fucked it up anyway. But I go with what I like to call the estrogen outrage, which is my Shepard, Tally, and Liara. But prior to Liara, I usually sub in Ashley.
But it's only for a majority of the game for you to get this achievement, so you can still switch now.
Can I?
Probably.
Huh. Yeah, there's a certain number of...
Can't switch. It's got to be 75% of the game missions completed.
Yeah, there's a certain number of missions, and I can't remember.
Yeah, but if you haven't done a lot of side quests, then you're still fine.
I've done most of the side quests you can do on the Citadel when you're first there.
If you beat the game... Short, like if you just fly through, you still won't get it. You got to do
everything. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I know that. I realized that because I beat Mass Effect the first one like four or five times before I got any of those ally trophies.
I've never got any of them.
Yeah,
I've done everything.
100% complete.
I've got a bunch of them.
All right,
I roll with Garrus and Ashley.
Garrus and Ashley. That's a good choice, actually.
Combat,
yeah.
I just really hate Ashley, so I know that there's a certain thing coming up where I'm going to have to... Yeah,
sometimes
we all know what's
going to
happen. Let's not talk about it yet.
You're a bitch. That faux hawk wearing motherfucker needs to die. Alright, so... Then we go to Artemis Tau Cluster to not... Knossos? I can't remember the planet, but
Knossos?
We're going to the Liara dig site where she's checking out some Prothean remains, and she accidentally locks herself up because she's so smart.
Yeah, like the smartest fucking person
in the entire game. This time you rock the Mako.
Yes, we need
landed.
To talk about the Mako.
Yeah.
I love it.
The Mako is probably one of the best, if not... I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is the best idea they put in this game. Because,
And then they fucking took it back out!
Yeah, they removed it.
You
get to free run on the moon and just like, hey, what's up, moon? And then, oh, look, it's Earth! It's just one of the coolest visuals that I've ever seen in a game where you're just on some strange planet that's unterraformed, raw, unrefined, and you're just...
You're four-wheeling in space.
Yeah, man. Six-wheel, ain't it?
Yeah, six. Well,
yeah,
eight,
it's six.
Yeah.
It's got turbo thrusters.
Thrusters on it.
The only problem that sucks is when it's glitchy. And then you want to shoot yourself in the face.
It took 2 years before I realized it had rockets.
Are you serious?
That's funny to me.
2 years, because I was just like, I like driving
it
the moon.
It took one playthrough before I knew you could zoom in.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my god, you guys.
I didn't know you could zoom in. I just fired at shit and just flew.
I like the story, not rockets.
Whenever I was going and exploring planets, I'd be hopping around like a fucking rabbit and just randomly shooting and zooming in at shit. That's all I did.
I like killing those space monkeys.
I just ran over them. Isn't there a trophy for not killing them?
The Pie Jacks!
Yeah. But, okay, so here we are on the Mako following. Well, see, this is a pretty linear path. So, but there's other missions, but you can go to a random planet and it's just this sandbox. It's not.
Yeah, they don't really tell you which planet she's on because there's four of them you can go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clusters you can survey.
Yeah. General rule of thumb is if you land on a planet that there's a path, that's a linear path, then it's usually a mission objective, like you're supposed to be there. But if it's just like this open world, just swim around, go nuts. Who knows what you might find.
So much shit on planets, I love it.
There's some really good armor on some of them.
There's Rex's armor, heritage, like classic armor is on one of the planets, and if you...
Yeah, like his grandfather's armor
or something.
But he don't get to wear it, which sucks.
Yeah. But it does make him respect you, which Rex's respect is big ups.
It's like getting a gym
badge. It's needed.
Yeah. All right, so here we are on this planet. I think it's like a hot planet. There's lava everywhere, whatever, and you're... The first place you come to is like this sort of
outpost.
Yeah, it's like an outpost that's blocked off, and you gotta unlock a door so the Mako can pass through. It's pretty standard stuff. It's fun to just look around, but it's kind of boring until you get to the dig site where Liara is, where
yeah, jump.
yeah, you get mugged by a whole bunch of Geth and Colossus, which you don't have the benefit of the Mako to fight. So now you have to fight it on foot, which I took down with a pistol. Because that's how I roll.
Yep.
I did the same thing. Sorry, man.
That's where you meet the stalkers, too, and they're bouncing around.
Yeah, you got to make use of that, the freeze frame sort of thing that they got. What do they call that system in Fallout? VATS.
The VATS.
Yeah, VATS.
Yeah, you gotta make use of that system pretty frequently during that fight, especially if you're playing it on anything other than easy.
Yeah. Actually, what difficulty is everybody playing it on?
Whatever the default is.
Just normal.
Yeah, ditto.
I've done all the other ones.
I was going to do Insanity, but then I'm like, no, I'd never fucking help you guys.
Insanity, baby.
I'll do that when I'm not concerned about keeping up with the podcast.
Yeah, because I've played 2 and 3 on Insanity and beat it, but I have a funny feeling 1 would be much harder.
No, just pick a soldier and run through it.
Yeah, that's what Balzor keeps telling me. Like, a level 60 soldier on Insanity should be like cakewalk.
Liara got the singularity and you just fucking pop shots.
Yeah.
That's it.
Alright, so where are we now after... So now we're into the dig site where Liara has managed to trap herself in a Prothean security measure, which looks like a biotic field.
Yeah.
Blue
cube she's in.
Yeah, she's in a blue cube, which effectively can be disabled by you using a mining laser and then taking an elevator up behind her.
The old elevator rides.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. You run into some bad guys, shoot your way out, blast, blast, get back to your ship. Man.
Then Liara joins it. And
yeah, Liara's a little...
Fine ass is on your ship.
She's always got a headache.
Yeah, she's always like, no, I can't now. I've got cramps.
Asari has PMS for 1 year.
Well, she's like, she's 150 years old. I wonder how long that cycle lasts, man.
A long time.
Like, that's like a month, real time.
Biotic tampons.
I had this thought while playing it earlier, because I was playing it before work today, and I'm like, hold up. They had all of the world's choices, all of their creativity to come up with aliens, and they come up with two aliens with tentacle heads, Turians and Asari? Really? Really?
Yeah, but Turians are like rock solid.
Yeah.
but still, blue aliens with tentacle heads.
Then there's the not tentacle.
Then the Hanar is just straight up jellyfish.
Yeah, and then you've got fake elephant and then fake mole.
Alcor?
This one.
Crazy, I feel.
Delighted, welcome, human.
Skeptical answer, okay.
And then, what, the frog ones, the Solarians?
The Enkindlers made us. You would love the Enkindlers?
Okay.
This one only wishes to spread the truth about the Enkindlers.
This one's gonna spread your ass. Fucking so jellyfish!
This one likes it rough.
Okay, you guys.
Blasto!
So I'm playing a male shepherd who's complete renegade,
His
right?
His name is Nova Shepherd.
No, actually that's my femshep is Nova. Oh. So I'm playing male shepherd, renegade, and I'm keeping Garrus and Caden.
Oh man, that Fohawk wearing motherfucker just
I know. Hey,
what a disappointment.
I know.
His Fohawk gets even worse in 3.
I was going to name my kid
I've
Caden.
Never even seen him in 3.
No?
Oh, God.
No, man.
But it's because I'm Vanguard, so it complements nicely. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I guess. Well, all I know is Caden never makes it out of Mass Effect 1.
I've never seen him. Either.
I'm sorry, Caden. I had to make a choice.
Yeah, the only reason why he ever made it out of Mass Effect 1 on my Renegade playthrough is that because I was like, fuck Ashley. Because I was going to bang Liara anyway and then dump her in part 2 for that Miranda ass and then hit it up trainer. So, like, that's the only reason why I know that Caden has a shitty Fohawk in part 3. But he never makes it out of Mass Effect 1 alive.
Hey, spoilers, guys. Spoilers.
20 years ago, spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm playing male shepherd, Vanguard, Renegade, Caden, and Garrus. Jay, what are you playing?
I am femshep, paragon, like pure paragon except for the one choice that I made for the Renegade chase. And my team, if it's not Liara and... crap, who's the other one? Liara...
Quinus.
Tally?
Tally, yeah. Liara, if it's not Liara and Tally, it's Liara and Ashley.
Oh.
Okay.
Mommy, Wes, tell you what I do?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Wes. My explanation.
Femshep. I'm going to probably give me neutral because I want to play around a bit. Doing Vanguard for the first time. And it'll probably be Ashley and Garrus, but sometimes I roll Ashley and Liara.
Okay, Balzrog.
Okay, I like going through straight Paragon and then straight Renegade, and with my third playthrough, that's the real deal. That's how I feel. Like, I'm going to help him, I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to sleep with her, I'm going to kill him.
Like, yeah.
Like, the third playthrough after you did the Paragon Renegade bullshit is you. This is you and your thoughts through Mass Effect. Like,
yeah.
That's what I like to do.
Word.
And I'm an infiltrator.
Oh, I've never done that. This is my first time.
That's like soldier in tech, right?
Yeah.
You remember, like, if you picked Tally and you had, Caden?
Yeah.
You would unlock doors and treasure chests. That's what I miss from fucking part, 2 and 3.
Yeah, that's there what was a reason. Is. It's a biotic without the magic.
Right.
Okay, because like the five classes, you've got soldier, which is just obviously soldier. Then you've got Vanguard, which is soldier plus biotic. You've got Infiltrator, which is soldier plus tech.
Then you got straight techs.
Tech, and then you have straight biotic.
Straight biotic seems so weird.
It's fucking awful.
For a shooter, I don't know.
I played through it with that, and honestly, it's fucking hard. And I actually played through with Infiltrator once, and I found it hard as well.
I did, what's that biotic one? I did the biotic shit for the sequels, and it's easier in the action Gears of War-ish versions of Mass Effect than the RPG.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, so like if you can play as the what's the name of that biotic class?
Fuck.
Adept.
Your biotic.
Yeah, that's it. The adept. If you can go through like the sequels 2 and 3 as adept, then that's where it's at. The first one's harder, a lot harder.
Yeah. But I find it funny how you always know there's a big shootout coming up because of the Gears of War setup. It's like, I just leveled into a warehouse with barriers and crates placed halfway through. I wonder if I'm about to get shot at. I will conveniently duck behind this one and wait.
Well, the thing is with Mass Effect is it took too much from Gears of War in that it became like a horizontal platformer where instead of leaping vertically, you're leaping from cover to cover. So you're leaping along the, what is it, the Y-axis?
Yeah.
You know, so like so Mass Effect 2 and 3 just sort of stopped becoming an RPG for me, and they became sort of like that action horizontal platformer where I wasn't engaging in action. I was just looking for cover, like I was playing Gears of War.
Yep.
And I think that is one of the only things I really don't like about the fundamental all-around aspect of this game. You know, if you're doing a big mission that involves a lot of shooting, it's a lot of going from one room to another, going from cover to cover. But if there's like a sniping mission, that's awesome. If there's like a specific targeting mission, but if it's just like hopping off 200 geth in a row from different covers at different angles, that shit gets really boring fast.
Yeah.
Yep. And that happens to be most of the game in certain parts, you know what I mean?
It's an older game too, right? So
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
But yeah.
If you're doing all the side quests, that's the part that gets the most tiring, because that is all the side quests are, basically. It's go find this item. Oh, there's going to be a small army of people in front of the item. Kill the people, get the item, leave.
Well, they had different bosses, too, which is kind of cool.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
And the monsters on the planet.
Yeah, all what the big, are those?
The Tremors!
Yeah, the Tremor-looking thing. Yeah.
Tremors!
They're like weird giant snakes.
What, planets. The pressure moths?
Yeah.
Pressure moths, trim. That's the thing in the asteroid in Star Wars. Try to eat the Millennium Falcon. That's what it was, a thresher moth.
But I want to know, like, how does this thing show up on a planet, and why is it, like, on every single planet?
Yeah, how did it get to every planet?
Okay, I'll tell you. There was a thresher moth planet. No, it was a thresher moth planet that was hit with a huge asteroid.
This is like the Rancor.
Yeah, these things were like, you know, little worms and shit, and the pieces of the rocks landed, I don't know, motherfuckers.
Read the codex.
I just made some shit up.
But it seems very strange that, I mean, Christ, if you look between Earth and Mars, like, we can't even be sure there's goddamn water. But heaven forbid there not be a goddamn pressure mole on every single fucking planet in the entire galaxy of Mass Effect.
Yeah, and how did the Reapers destroy the world if a Thresher Maw could just take one down? Like, the Thresher Maw's on every planet. It's just like, call it the Thresher Maw. Like, yo, Thresher! Reaper!
On the Krogan's planet? What the fuck?
Yeah. It makes no sense to me.
Hijacks and Thresher Maws are everywhere.
Like, I don't understand the Thresher Maw thing. I'll roll with it because the game's great and I love it. But I don't get it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I have to say, it's some of the best music ever.
Oh, man, when you beat it, that end song.
When you hear it fire up, like, you know, just like the cutscenes.
And if I'm doing my job correctly, you should be hearing some of that music right now as we're talking.
One would hope.
You will.
The intro music to Making Your Guy is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, when that you mean the credits? The credit music?
No, when you're making your guy.
Oh, well, you're going to hear all that music this episode and next episode, which we will continue the conversation.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I guess right here is a good place to wrap it up. The homework for everybody is to play through the rest of the game.
What? Be nice to Conrad Vernon.
Well, yeah, be nice to him, because when we come back around to Mass Effect 2 and 3, we're probably going to be talking about either him dying or him hooking up with Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Conrad Werner. Jenna hooking up with Jenna from Korra's Den.
Oh, okay.
Earth Clan. Venus.
Earth Clan. I'm sure you stand to profit from this transaction. Some.
Earth Clan. Grab my penis. Why are the Ith Clan already on the council? And I look like a dog.
Scared, I...
Whines.
Displeased statement. It is too small, Osbrog. It is too
This
small.
One has a big one.
This one's weenus is blocking out the sun.
This one's weenus is a thresher maw.
If anybody's listening to this and hasn't gotten to the point where they reach the elephant-like aliens,
this one's wife will agree with Nova.
What is the name of the elephant aliens?
Elcor.
Elcor.
Elcor, thank you.
Elephantitis Cor.
Scared I am.
This big, stupid jellyfish.
Yoda, I talk like.
Okay, all right, so. You know what? Let's just end it on a high note. Speaking of high notes.
Wayne!
Okay, so. I've been one of your regular co-hosts, the Jada Gamer. You can find me at your mama's basement. That's your, YOURMOMMAS, basement.com. And on Twitter, IAMFN2K, one word, IAMFN2K. Who's next, Wes?
Game of Shame!
WeskerJ on Twitter. Yeah, just hit me up there. And yeah, good to start this show up and get things rolling.
Yeah, man. We'll be
on... We'll be on another show. And
Nova.
I am Stargon Nova, Stargonenova on Twitter, and How Stars Collide on Xbox if you want to chat with me as I play through the rest of Mass Effect. Probably swearing a lot because I can't figure out that Y is in fact my med packs.
Press the back button.
I hate you.
Twice.
Is it me?
Yeah, Balzrog, you're next.
Y'all know me, Balzrog Gamer, Twitter, Facebook, NerdSync, motherfuckers. Everyone gonna have their links on there soon. I promise you. We doing it big. We hitting all the cons.
You could say we are affecting all the mass.
We are affecting all the mass effects and thresher mouse. What if they had a store? What if they had a store called the Thresher Mall? I'm done.
This is big. This is a whole brand new conglomerate. This is NerdSync in your mama's basement smashing their heads together, and the end result is Backlog Infinite.
I like it.
Yeah, this is big.
And if you don't like it, in your mama. I like the name. I like it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you were able here to kick it off. Thanks for being here. Could not talk about Mass Effect without you. It would be wrong.
Yep.
This one is right.
Is it correct, I feel.
all right, so I guess we're going to call it that. We will be back again real soon with the rest of our Mass Effect playthrough. Thank you for joining us.
Peace.
Bye.
All right. I need to stop it right here. Slow it down. Record scratch. All right. We didn't know this at the time, but Mass Effect's kind of longer than we anticipated. So our next checkpoint is Pharos and Novaria. So handle that. Head on over to episode 2, and we got you covered. Backlog Infinite. The more you play, the bigger it gets.